Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people who love him, who are seeking him. Those who are seeking him are learning. They are learning things they need to know in life. And they are learning things that can cause their lives to be greater than they ever imagined. Much greater than they could, much greater than what they can imagine. God loves us. Everything works towards us because God loves us. Now, God is willing and ready to do all of his promises in his word towards us. We have to respond. Everything hinges on what we do. If we respond in faith, God is ready and willing and capable, and nobody can stop him from blessing us. That's why if you're sick, you got to believe it. Jesus did the hard part. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All we have to do is our job to believe him. And take him at his word. And then we can receive what God has given. It's that easy. And I considered how people struggle to be healed years ago. And I was just thinking about it. I said, Lord, what is it with healing? People have, they struggle to be healed. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit. And when you study, when Jesus went out and laid hands on people and prayed for them, they always got healed, and it was always easy. It wasn't difficult. He didn't do a rain dance. He just laid hands on them. He believed. Now, Satan has been hiding the truth because people don't yield to the Lord. If anybody that yields to the Lord, they'll learn how easy it is to win in life. Fill your heart with God's word, and you're going to find out how easy it is to really win. You got to get some good information. You can't do it with bad information. You can't do it with science information. You can't do it with cold religious information. You can't use any lies. You can't use the lies of the intellectual, and you can't use the lies of the foolish. Men that try to live aside from God's word. None of that will work for you. You have to take God at his word. Sin entered the world because Adam and Eve took the serpent at his word. And now you got, if you're going to get out of this world alive, and if you're going to do well in life, you got to learn to take God at his word and not Satan at his word. Everybody who believes on Jesus, they received salvation on the inside. And salvation starts in seed form and it grows in us. But from the moment we first believe, we got a brand new spirit. Capable of fulfilling the law, just like Jesus, just like Jesus. In fact, when you first get saved, you have the life of God in you. You don't want to do wrong. And at the same time, you're not skilled in the word of God yet. That's a person that's converted. That's a convert. They are a Christian. They are God's child now. They've been translated into the kingdom of God. And now they have to just renew their mind with the word of God. Fill their heart with the word of God. Jesus said, now you're clean because my word is in you. He was talking to his disciples when he was before he died on the cross. Before he laid his life down. This was in St. John between the chapters of 14 and 17. He said, now you're clean because the word is in you. chapter 15. And they heard the word. The word is a purifier. It gives you something to go on. Now, also, the word is wisdom. God's word has wisdom in it. If anybody that governs their lives by the Proverbs will win in life. There was a man who finished college. He was a good student, but he lost 9 jobs in 1 year. And he went to his friend's concern, a friend of his concerned about it, and his friend said, start studying the Proverbs every day. Read at least a chapter a day. And he did. And he applied it. Now, some people read and won't apply it. But you have to do God's word. And he went from being from job hopping and being unsuccessful to being successful. And he started a business that turned out to make millions of dollars. If you're starting out in life and you don't know what to do, you've already tried the world system. You tried what you know. Now start doing God's word. It's going to take you somewhere. If you don't, you're dependent on what others have told you about God. You never learn for yourself what he's like. You never learn how wonderful he is. Now, sometimes people study to preach. I don't study to preach anymore. I study to live. And I preach life as God give it to me. I fill my heart with his word. And I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And whatever he put on my heart, that's what I speak. Because he knows you. He knows what you need. I don't. You go to church, the pastor say a word that's just perfect for you. You think somebody told him your business. Somebody did. That was God. God loves you, and he's using his vessel to give you information. That's why people need to go to church. It's not just a smart man talking. You don't even have to be smart to be a preacher. You have to be obedient. If you can yield to the Lord and allow the Lord to give you information and just relay the information, it's that simple. We're no more intelligent than anybody else. We just yield to the Lord. And those that are true in their heart, they have God give us. He gives us an anointing. And if you don't know what an anointing is, I'm going to tell you. Because I asked the Lord. For years, I didn't know the definition of the word anointing. Or anoint. To anoint. I said, Lord, what is your definition of the anointing? He said, it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. So, a man can be anointed to preach. If he's a pastor, he's got to talk to people. So he's anointed to teach and preach the word of God and teach the word of God to his people. See, the preaching is teaching in an encouraging way. And it includes sometimes some preachers have the word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is when God gives them specifics about your life or somebody's life that already happened. A word of wisdom is for the future. God's got us towards something in the future. How to do something. Wisdom for the future. This is what you have to do now. An example. A word of knowledge. A man's going to get married. He's crazy about this woman. And the Lord sends a word of knowledge. This is a good woman. She loves you. Her heart is towards you. And this is something you got to know. And you know that she's of God. You know that the marriage is going to be good. But God has the ability to show you the whole truth. and she'll follow me. But you got to follow me. He can give, that's knowledge. God knows what to do. He'll say, if you marry her, you'll be able to bear much fruit. Billy Graham was going to get married to a woman before he married Ruth. And the Lord showed him, she's not the one. She can't follow you. So he called it off. And he ended up marrying a woman that could stand with him for his ministry. She had an anointing to be married to Billy Graham. He had to travel. She stayed home with the kids. And she loved him. And she was a fit for what God had him to do. Now, only God can show somebody something like that. I can't, no man can, but God can. There's no need for you to go the rest of your life muddling in the darkness. God loves you, and he can give you personal direction as well. But cold religion won't tell you that. They put God on the moon. They put him far away. But God is right here with you. And he wants you to be blessed just like he's blessed. He wants you to live no different than he does. And his word is the way to do it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. All these broadcasts are in real time on the website. And they're on the website before they're on the radio. And I thank God for his wisdom. The Lord loves his people. It's all about love. It's not about prestige and pride. God loves you. He wants you included in his kingdom. He wants you to know him. He wants you to be with him. He wants you to understand his word and know what he's doing. He doesn't want you to be in the darkness, estranged. He wants you to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, Romans 8 said, he that is led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God and daughters of God. But those who are led, they are his people. They follow him. And they seek his face. And I'm here to tell you, God has people in real time that are living according to his perfect will. And they do things according to his love. And they seek him out. They seek him to know him. And they're learning things, wonderful things of God. And their lives are being transformed. There are people that are being healed. You know, the chances are you know somebody that has been healed of the Lord. And people can feel that reluctance. When people withdraw from the light, they don't come to the light because they love darkness. And you can feel that reluctance. And sometimes people don't always be obedient and tell you what the handiwork of God in their lives. But God does love his people. And Satan don't want people to know that God still heals, that he loves his people, that he's right here with us in real time. He wants people to not know that so that they are not choosing. But when the gospel is preached, people can feel that it's true, because it is. You're made in God's image. You're not made in Satan's image. You are shaped by iniquity because that's what Adam chose to do. If Adam and Eve didn't sin, you wouldn't be shaped in iniquity. That's why you have the capability to run. It can be in your will to run from God. But when you hear the truth of God's word, you want more in your heart. But when people love the darkness, they don't want the truth. It aggravates them. You know it's true because God, the day they ate off the tree, their eyes were open. When a person hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, they know it's true. Satan can't deceive them in that area. That's something that everybody knows to be a fact. even the atheists. Now watch this. That's why they get angry when you speak the name of Jesus. A child asks his mother, asks his grandmother, is Jesus a cuss word? Because people act like it is. Nowadays, people get angry when you say the name of Jesus and when they love the world. Even some Christians or people who go to church, they get nervous about saying it themselves in public. But he's the one who saved me. I'm not ashamed of him. I love him. I'm on the radio saying that I love Jesus. I love Pastor Walker. He let people know. He let people know, flat-footed, straight back. He got a backbone. He preached the name of Jesus. He put Jesus New Bethlehem. Because that's where salvation is. That's where salvation is. The name of Jesus. And more people need to be like Reverend Walker. They need to hear. They need to stand flat-footed and preach the word. And stop being a coward. Jesus is ashamed of some folks. He done bled and died and rose again to justify us, and people act like they scared to say his name. It's time out for that. People's lives are on the line. And we need to preach his word boldly. The Lord's return is soon and imminent. He got to come back because of his justice. To satisfy his justice, he's coming back. He even set the date. God told me he said the day. I didn't. I don't know when the date is. He didn't tell me either. And I don't believe he's going to. But I know it's soon because he told me it's soon. It's imminent. Now, I govern my life as if I'm going to be here, because I don't know when he's coming. And at the same time, I know that it's imminent. I know he's got to come back. And I know he's coming back. And I know it's going to be good for those who love God. But people who love this world, they're going to have much trouble. To anybody that's left, don't take the mark. Don't take the mark of the beast. You're going to lose everything. But if you take the mark, you can't go to heaven. You won't be able to buy or sell, even if you're wealthy. But don't take the mark. Because it's going to be super bad for people who take the mark. And you may not survive the next 7 years after the rapture happens. You may not survive it. But whatever you do, you're going to have to believe Jesus then. If you don't, you will die and be lost. Now, it's better to believe God now and avoid the tribulation period that's got to happen, because he's judging the world for rejecting Jesus. And there will be Christians who are left because they played with the world. They were not sincere in their heart anymore. They got in strife and unforgiveness. They're upset at their, you know, there are people in their lives that they didn't forgive. And all the ex-wives and ex-husbands, stop the animosity now. Stop driving a wedge between your children and your ex-spouse. Stop downgrading them, even if they are wrong. Get out of unforgiveness. Get out of strife. Do it because it's right. And God can't forgive you if you don't forgive them. So many people are going to be lost because of satanic tactics that they fell for. And if you think it's hard to live now, when the bombs are falling, when the nations are fighting, when the earthquakes happen, it's going to be difficult, but you can make it if you believe Jesus. It's easy now, and it's going to be real hard then. It's going to be worse than the Exodus of Egypt, when God's people exited Egypt. What's coming on the world is going to be worse by a long shot. It's going to make the biblical proportion judgments against Egypt look like a cakewalk. Take God at His word now. Believe Him now. And enjoy Him. He loves you. You owe it to yourself to get the Lord, to get to know the Lord for yourself. Put aside the world. Put aside the ways of this world. It's harming you. It's taking you backwards. It's not good for you. It's not good for no one. We need to know the Lord and what He can do. We need to take Him and His word, believing Him, because He has so much to say. He loves us. He cares about us. Satan don't. He cares nothing for you. And all the things he speak and all the things he do is designed to distract you from the truth. You can tell that Jesus is Lord. Don't love the darkness anymore. It's not doing you any good. It never will, it never can, and it never did. And every time you sin, you feel that much more worthless the next day. People go and party hard and they wake up the next day miserable. That's not God's will for you. They do things that they shouldn't do and they wake up miserable. That's not good for you. We all need to know the Lord. The Lord is good. He is a friend that sticks closer than any brother. He is a blessing. Now watch this. Now you people have run from God all their life, and God is still willing to save them. He still wants to save them. He still wants a relationship. He still wants them to be on one accord with Him. He's still motivated to help you if He can. He's still motivated to see you at your best. And He's powerful enough to break the bondage that you've fallen into. Now, if you're strung out on drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever, He can get you out of that crap. He can get you out of that mess you're in. You won't be the first person He delivered. He can get you out of it. He has people that's anointed, and He'll cause them to cross your path, and all your bondage can be broken. But you got to decide, I want this. I want to know God. You got to make up your own heart and mind. You got to want God from your heart. And He'll bring the fight down to your level so you can win. And don't look at Satan. Satan has rules. He got to fight us on our level. He was an angel. He's very smart. His mind is like a supercomputer. He's crazy. But he has to fight us on our level so you can win. If you love God, you can win. You can always win. If you can have faith in God, that's how we do it. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Jesus already died for you so that you could live with him. It means nothing until you believe him by your faith. It means nothing to you till you believe him. Every individual has to believe it. Then it applies. When you believe Jesus died for you, the blood applies to you. You get a brand new heart. and the Lord will give you his good concert, his good concepts, his word, his wisdom, his knowledge. And he'll start directing your path. Satan didn't send just one form of darkness. His darkness is varied. Varied means it's different. There are different types of darkness that appeal to different types of people. There's an intellectual darkness. The signs say that there's no God. They're using God's creation to prove that he don't exist. That's impossible. You have to really hate God to believe that stuff. You have to really love the world to believe it. That's the most foolish thing I ever heard. The whole evolution process is stupid. It's ridiculous. Everything God does comes in seed form. You can plant an acorn and it becomes an oak tree. He did this. He thought of this. That don't come from no explosion. Taste buds don't come from no explosion. The ability to grow and develop from a seed, and now you're a man? Come on now. That don't come from no Big Bang. They're just people that don't want to believe, and they're giving people lies. Cold religion is worse. It lies on God. You can't get worse than a person that know that God exists and then lie on it. They worse than the scientists. It's stupid to be like the scientists, and it's even worse to be like the false religious people. Men that make their own religion. Radical Muslims want to blow folks up. God don't go around blowing people up. He came to save everybody. He don't blow people up. That's man-made and Satan-inspired. It's man-made and Satan-inspired. Muhammad took the Old Testament and altered it and made his own religion and killed his people off because he went to hell and everybody that followed him went with him. And the same for others. A man saw Buddha in hell. And others who started religions, they died. You can't trust none of those. Everything beside Jesus Christ is a lie. He is the only truth. And the Lord is when people hear the truth of Jesus Christ, they are inspired. They didn't see him, but they know it's true. All everybody does. And people that don't want, that love the darkness, they always get angry. They always want to leave. They don't like it. They avoid, people always say things that people don't agree with. But when you say, when you talk about Jesus and what he did, people you grew up with, even your own friends sometimes will avoid you. Avoid you. And some of them get saved. Some of them do a soul search. Next thing you know, they're saved because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in words. There's even power in those who, in the life of those who live according to his will. Great power. It's not from around here. The life of God is not from here. It's not from the world system. Now, it was on the earth before, and there are clues. The creation are our clues to what the word has already spoken. Everything is just like God said in his word. Satan is real. Adam was real. Eve was real. The tree was real. The tree of life was real. The tree of life is life. It's still living. You go to heaven, you'll eat off it. Same one in the garden, and it bears 12 kind of fruit that comes up in every season to heal the nations. People who survive the tribulation can eat off the tree of life and be healed. and be restored. It's important to know the facts of God's word. Don't be in the dark. Don't let people tell you anything about God. He's too important. You need to know him for yourself. I preach the gospel that where God is alive, he will talk to you and teach you. And he loves you. And all the lies, you'll know that they're lies. Even if you're involved in other religions, and even in the church, there are people who preach wrong. See, many, Jesus said, even among his own people, bought with his blood, said many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So now you're going to have to trust the word of God yourself. And you have to find a good church that don't preach according to Satan, that don't preach by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Satan go to church too. Going to church is not the only thing to do. You got to study the word for yourself. And you got to take God's word. And you got to receive it in your own heart.